Near FM playing Anita Ward, Ring My Bell. It's Northside Today. Johnny here, and I'm now joined by Donny Tarrant. He's reporting from the Education Fair at Parnell's GAA. Good morning, Donny.
Good morning, Johnny, and good morning everybody listening to Near FM on the Thursday edition of Northside Today. Now, I am, as you say, in Parnell's, and it is the annual Education Fair, and I can't believe the 12 months has gone by since I was talking to all these people and over at this. I'm joined by an absolute host of guests, so I'm going to get through it as quickly and as efficiently as I can. And I'm going to start with the man that's responsible for it all, Paul Hayes. Paul, good morning and welcome for a start. And again, huge success.
How are you doing? Yeah, thanks, mate, for coming along. Yeah, it's great success again. There is good footfall this morning, so there is an awful lot of the local schools around the area that are in attendance. And it's great to see all the different education providers here today as well. I think we've over about 35 different education providers here today, from universities, College of Further Education, other support services within education, library service and so on. So it's great to see there's great opportunities for young people and adults in the North Dublin area.
Paul, how many years is this you're running it?
I think it's near 10 years now, Donny, that we're running it. I'd say it's great. Like, it's kind of got a good place in the education calendar each year. Like, the stallholders and the education providers always engage with the fair each year, which is great. And the schools as well have it on their calendar each year.
Yeah, it really is going from success to success. Paul, thanks a million. Now, I want somebody that I really want to talk to is Jen McGuire. Jen, not that I don't want to talk to the rest of you, of course. Jen, I've been wanting to talk to you for a long time because you're from the Trinity Access Programme. Now, we were chatting before we went on air that people see Trinity College and they just walk away, but then when they hear what it is, they come back.
Yeah, so I'm from Clondalkin, where there's a 22% progression rate into third-level education, and that can be quite a scary statistic. So our aim at Trinity Access is to get students into third-level education. Come to Trinity, Maynooth, DCU, we don't mind, just third-level education. So we've noticed that people are quite afraid of Trinity. They see the big walls around it and they never step foot in. It's in the heart of town and they never go in. So our aim is to help. We start at primary level all the way through second level, and then we help our undergraduates once they're in. So we offer a range of programs, from Pathways to Law, the foundation course, and then scholarships and funding once they're into third level education.
And the beauty of it, it's not point based.
No, it's not point-based. So our foundation course is amazing. There's 50 places each year, 25 for mature adults and 25 for young adults. So this, you just have to get 5 grade 6s and 1 higher level grade 5, which is quite attainable. You do have to be a here eligible student, but from our linked schools, most of them are DESH schools. Most of the income in that area would be below. So students have to be here eligible, and then it's an interview process. So we just want to know why they want to be here, and then they get in and they learn for those years. For that 1 year, they do a range of subjects. It's great for a little taster. For those who don't want to know what they, who don't know what they want to do, it's good. You can see them kind of grow in that year.
And you had a very important visitor yesterday.
So we were lucky enough, the CEO of LinkedIn came to join us. His vision of Access completely links up with Trinity Access Programme of Access. He wants equal opportunities for people who have equal talent. And those at Trinity Access, I'm quite proud to say we have kind of greater talent. We've fought to be here. We look around and we have pushed ourselves to be at the point. So it's kind of bridging the gap in the network. We want students to be in third level education, but then we also want them to get the jobs once they get out.
Now, I have spoken to a huge advocate of the Trinity Access Programme, Lynn Rowan, but Gary Gannon is in, which is, well...
So Gary is a councillor in Dublin City Council, and he recently ran in the European elections. He did quite successful, and he works with us to kind of further this vision. We can see he went through the foundation course. Senator Lynn Rowan went through the foundation course. So we are making leaders, and we are changing the vision of education. So it's successful. You can see it's been running for 20 years, and now to have a senator and a councillor already, we have a few councillors actually. So it is changing and it is impactful. The results are there.
Well done. Should be very proud of it. It's a huge success, so it is. Aoife, come in and talk to me. Aoife, you're from Fast Track. Tell us about Fast Track, please.
Yeah, sorry. I'm a Kerry woman, so I shouldn't be here in Parnell's GAA today. So I'm from Fast Track into IT. We're the national coordinating providers for tech apprenticeships. So you mentioned LinkedIn there. So we've loads of tech companies here in Dublin, but in Ireland as well. And they're looking for untapped talent who may be building computers at home, experimenting with coding, for example, in fourth year, and are looking for a career where they can hit the ground running. The apprenticeship is similar to other apprenticeship models where you're learning on the job. But this is a two-year apprenticeship. You're paid for the full time. The first 6 months, you're intensively learning in the colleges. So we would like to just give a nod to our education and training partners, the ETBs. And we're working with Fingless Training Centre, Baldoyle, Loughlinstown, the Liberties College, and many, many more. So that's it in a nutshell.
Ah, yes. There is a God. A Kerry woman being interviewed in the home club of the 5 times winning captain, Stephen Cluxton, by a Corkman. There is a God. Can I just ask you, do you think maybe that, and this might be a very, very unfair question, but do you think the people who, let us say, have to struggle and fight harder to get in to those courses, do you think they appreciate it more?
I definitely think that with anything, that the harder you work for it and you earn it, you definitely appreciate it. And I think that these people would also have a great resilience, which helps them to succeed even further in the workplace and overcome challenges in a way that maybe other people mightn't. So I think I would see that as a great strength.
And again, going from strength to strength, as you say, and what about somebody listening this morning or who will listen to this later on and maybe decide that they would like to join? How do they go about getting into Fast Track?
Great. So you have to be 18. You need 5 passes in your Leaving Cert, including maths. But we also have a recognition of prior learning. So if you have done other sort of courses, level fives and so on, we'd strongly encourage you to apply. You go to our website, www.fit.ie. It's the first page there. And we're constantly recruiting. There's no deadline. So the best thing that we'd say is to get on our website, get your application in, come to an information session and see where you go from there.
That's brilliant, isn't it? Thanks a million. Okay, now let me see where I will go next. Karen Campbell, which one is Karen? Ah, very good. Karen, tell us about us, NCI.
So we're National College of Ireland. We're based in Dublin City Centre, so we're very accessible for a lot of people who live on the north side of Dublin. We do business, computing and psychology. And a lot of people think that we're a private college, but we're not. So if you're eligible for city funding, you can obviously be eligible for all of the courses at NCI in our undergrad programmes. And we also have a lot of links with the likes of PLC. So we have a great link with Cloche Dulig here on the north side. So we have students who go to do a level 5 and level 6 and come into year 2 of our business degrees, and the same way with our computing course. So if there's a case that, you know, people are worried about minimum entry requirements, they could always come in, do a level 5, level 6, and then progress on to us. A good thing for NCI is our location, but also our links with industry. So at the moment, 98% of our students go into employment. So we have fantastic links with jobs. And at the end of the day, that's the whole point of going to college, isn't it? To make sure we have a job lined up when you leave.
And on that point, do you keep track then of your students to see how they progress in, we'll say, let's say the first 3 or 4 years after they leave college, they are getting placements, that they are getting work?
So as part of all our business programs, students have the option of doing a full year work placement in between year 2 and 3. And with our computing courses in year 3, you do a 6 month work placement. We also do a final destination report. We contact all of our students after they've graduated to see where they're working and how they're getting on. And we're quite fortunate that a lot of students will come back and do masters and study with us part time in Leaving.
So you have a pretty good strike rate, so as regards to people going on to full-time employment once they've finished with you.
We do indeed, yeah. And a big thing for us, I suppose, is that the student successes are success because they're our stories. And if you've seen our ads, you'll see Living Proof with our campaign, where a lot of our students are basically saying that they're getting promotions as a result, I suppose, upskilling with us.
And again, as was the same question, as I asked Eva, how do you go about applying to join the NCI?
So if you're looking at full-time, you'll come through the CAO application process if you're under the age of 23. If you're a mature student, you can apply directly to the course right up to the 1st of July. And we also would look at part-time recruitment in the summer months. And we also do a number of springboard courses where people might be eligible for free places or a highly discounted course where if they work in an industry, they don't have to pay 10% of the course. So we have a lot of opportunity there for people who want to come back and progress in education.
And just for those who are interested, where exactly is the college located?
We're based in the IFSC, so we're in the Docklands, so any bus stand in the town will be in walking distance of our college, and we have the Lewis Red Line on the doorstep.
Very good, Karen, thanks a million. Okay, let's see where we go from there. Anya Morrissey. Anya. A place I know well, Collage de Ida. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
You're not originally a Dublin, are you?
No, I'm from Waterford, so I'd be Ballygunner woman.
A good hurling country.
Yeah.
Good hurling country.
Yeah.
Collage de Ida, I know it well, Carisbridge Road in Finglas. Again, huge success story. A lot of people coming through there and they go on to great things.
Yeah, this is actually my second time back in Collage de Ida. I was there many moons ago and did a sports course. And I'm back now to do pre-reg physio course. So, but it's a fantastic PLC. It's got a load of different avenues you can take, from sports to the physio end, to the business end, to the beauty, arts, computers.
And what this is going to sound a very stupid question, but we'll say the exhibition that Collage de Ida have here today, kids coming in, and by the way, folks, they are coming in here in busloads. I'm very grateful to Paul Hayes because he must have got us the only quiet corner in the whole place today because this place is absolutely buzzing in there. Somebody who's walking by your display today, what will they see?
They'll see information about many different courses, and they'll see people who are happy to come and meet them and talk to them about PLC. I first did a PLC up here because I didn't get the points when I did my leaving and wanted to do sports and also dyslexia. Emma here is with me today. She is on the physio course, so she is involved in that end of it. But it's very good college to, you know, if you want to try out something, do a level 5 or even part-time level 4, you can come on and then you have access to go onto the college you might not have the points for.
And then the other question, I suppose, is are all the courses fully subscribed all the time?
No, they interview all year round. Like, they're already enrolling for next September. I didn't interview till, I think, nearly the summer, like right before it. It came back up a few times and I thought, oh, maybe I should just ask. So even if they've done their leaving cert and not got enough points, they can still, like, come and look for an interview and get onto a course. They're always open to, like, taking people all year round.
Yeah, and I mean, like, I would know pretty well, but again, a massive success story because, like, I know people who have gone through Collage de Ida and they've done really, really well and benefited hugely by it.
Emma's a local girl, so she might be able to give you...
Emma, why don't you have a chat with us? Collage de Ida, you are one of the beneficiaries, no more than Anya. Tell us about what you're doing there.
I'm doing pre-university physio, the same as Anya, but I was also doing a different course last year. I was doing sports and leisure management level 5. So basically, that course consists of personal training. nutrition and sports and lifeguard, and it was a broad subject, but I just personally wanted to go towards the physio route, so that's why I chose to go into pre-university physio.
And can I just ask you, it's a funny thing because I mean that is a huge, I mean anything to do with health really as such, I don't want to use the word industry, but I will for the purposes of the question. So, with that in mind, there would be so many places that you could have gone to do this particular course. Why Collage de Ida?
I don't really know. Like, I think I obviously could have chosen Collage de Ida, like, because it's more closer to me. But I found, like, just this course I seem to be... Because one of my friends actually went and did the course, the sports and leisure management, the year before me, and I don't know, I just when I went to college, got a feeling of it. I just really thought that this would like be a good college for me, and the courses are very good, and the teachers are very encouraging, and it's a nice environment to be in.
It certainly is. It's a good news story. Now, Deirdre Moore, Deirdre, come in here and talk to me. Again, someplace that we at Near FM are very familiar with, Deirdre, is Clash de Doolig, just up the road from us. First of all, you're very welcome. I have been in Clash de Doolig. If I had a euro, I think, for every time I was in it, there'd be no need for me to be here this morning. Always something happening there.
Yes. It's a very exciting college, I have to say. We have three campuses. We have one in Coolock, it's the Northside Shopping Centre there, one in Kilbarrack, and one in Raheny. And we cater for everybody here in the Northside and in the Coolock area and beyond, right out as far as Swords and all around. We're actually 50 years old this year, and we'll have a big celebration in April. So we're looking forward to involving all the community in that celebration. So that should be exciting. I suppose I should start by saying the kind of courses that we offer. Well, we've a wide range. So we've business, tourism, art and design, media, performing arts and hairdressing, science, computing, social care and outdoor adventure, health service skills. And then we also have top-up degrees. We have a top-up degree in drama, in journalism, in film and television, and in animation, and one in adventure facilitation and education. And then we also cater then for the adults in the area. Anybody who is unemployed and in receipt of social welfare for over 6 months can come back to us and study as a VITOS, under the VITOS scheme, which is Vocational Training Opportunity Scheme. And they can keep their social welfare payments while they come to college, and they have free education. And because we're doing it for years, we're very supportive of the adult students, and we have a lot of adult students come through us, and actually some of them have come on back on and worked as teachers in the programs. So under the VITOS we have an awful lot of courses too. We have tour guiding, community development, IT technician, craft, horticulture, general learning, early childhood care and education, with photography, hairdressing, a wide range of courses. Fashion, we have a fashion course, creative writing, nutrition, lifestyle coaching, and that's about it. And then the pottery, then we have BTI, which are people who wouldn't be able to commit to a full-time education but will come back to us on a part-time. And they come in under the BTI scheme. Again, they keep their social welfare payments and they can attend college maybe over three days. They would do the first four modules in 1 year, and in the second year they complete the other four, which would give them a full award. So we have pottery for beginners, and we have ESOL, which is English for speakers of other languages, cafe deli skills, barbering, health service skills, and early childhood care and education. And this year now, we're starting off our third year now with a traineeship. And the traineeship has been very successful. And the candidates have all secured employment from this traineeship. And the traineeship is in manufacturing, supply chain and customer service logistics. Very fancy name. And they're all young lads and girls, and they come on and do that. We also cater in the local area for people who may have left school without learning to read and write and to, you know, literacy and numeracy. So we have that they can come into the college, just a walk in if they wish, and they can then be helped in that area. So it's across the board.
Deirdre, in relation to that, and it's again, you know, it's something which is close to my heart, but do you find maybe that the stigma around dyslexia or learning difficulties or people like that or who got the rough edge of the education system maybe years ago, but do you find that maybe the stigma of that, or maybe somebody with learning difficulties, that has been removed over the years?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's nothing now, no shame, no nothing, stigma at all around anybody who can't read or write or who have dyslexia. There's nothing there to be worried about there whatsoever. Once you come through the doors, the help that's there for you, to make you put you at ease is the main thing, for people to realise that there is no problem with this. We can teach this, we can learn this, we can do it in a supportive, safe environment where they can relax with other people of the same with the same difficulties, and they're supported all the way. So we'd have people coming in with dyslexia and they would be supported all the way up to pre-primary teaching, going straight into, you know, because we have this new course, it's in the second year now, it's pre-primary, it's to give people an opportunity who didn't get the points, you know. So there is so much support there, it's unbelievable. I mean, we we will help with laptops, we'll help with the learner support. It's just so much work there, so much help, that it really shouldn't keep anybody away from college. And it's so easy. Once you walk through the door, there, no matter which of the campus you walk into, there will be a friendly face there waiting to speak to you and to help you and to guide you. So, no, please don't let anything like that keep anybody away from the college.
And just one thing before I let you go, Deirdre, because we are getting tight on time. The courses are replicated in each of the three centres. Are there are courses specific to certain colleges in the three of?
Yeah, no, in our three campuses, like, for example, Rohini now would focus on the creatives and the fashion and that, you know. Coolock, no, so each campus would kind of specialise in each thing, yeah. So we'd have science and that up in Coolock. And in Kilbarrack, we'd have the hairdressing and the sports physio and that kind of thing. So we have a full salon down in the Kilbarrack campus for hairdressing. It's an amazing set up, and the same with the physiotherapy, like the beds are there, the, for the massage, you know. So it's, yeah, everything is there waiting on the student to come through the door. And as I say, we have plenty of students, and if you're thinking of coming into the, you can apply online. It'll be open for next year now in mid-November, or you can just walk into the college, or you can phone us, or you can go online and apply at www.cdcfe.ie, and we will be delighted to have you come in and talk to us.
Deirdre, thanks a million. So that's it, Johnny, from the 10th annual education fair here at Parnell's GAA Club in the heart of Coolock Village. It only remains for me to thank, first of all, Paul Hayes from the Northside Partnership, and you know, I'd say it's untold the amount of work that Paul puts into organising this, because it is an absolutely tremendous success. I mean, if you didn't see it, you just wouldn't believe how successful it is. To Deirdre Moore, who you heard there from Collage to Doolig, Jen McGuire from the Trinity Access Project, Eva Sheehy from Fast Track, Karen Campbell from NCI, and Anya Morrissey from Collage to Ida. Thank you all very much indeed for your time this morning, because I know you're busy in there, and just as I speak, another busload has arrived. So, Johnny, I will hand it back to you and take it away from Parnell Park in... from Parnell's GAA Club in Coolock Village.
Thanks very much, Donny. All the best to you. Now, that was Donny Tarrant reporting from the Education Fair at Parnell's GAA Club.